finish the sugya today that we started last week. It's quite complex. We'll read the Mishnah again on the bottom of Memtes, Amud Aleph, that it says if Temesa Av B'Seich Shloshim Yoim B'Cheske Shaloi Nivde Atshe Yovi Raya Sheyivde, if the father dies within 30 days of the son's life, of the Bechor's life, the Chazok is that he's not redeemed. And La'ach Shloshim B'Cheske Shanivde Atshe Yoim Uloi Shaloi Nivde, till the father was megala that he wasn't by there. Who lived there? Who benoy lived there? Who koydim lived there? Rabbi Yudaim benoy koydmai. She mitzvah say alav, or mitzvah benoy alav. Okay. So this last statement of the Mishnah, the first part of Mishnah we mavar, I think we had clarity in that as far as the rule of Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya is only applicable where the Chayv was already Chal. But till the Chayv is Chal, we say Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya is really on the Loive. The Loive is trying to say that there's no Chayv here, he has to bring the Raya. And we made that chiluk between Halvato Ech Shloshim Yoim and Kaveya Zman L'Chaveroi. That Toich Shloshim Yoim, the loiv is believed to say parati, even though he's not doesn't have to pay back for 30 days. And Toich Eser Shonim, the loiv is not believed to say parati. And the difference we explained is simple. Even though the svara is the same, as far as logically you probably didn't pay it back because you didn't have to, but the svara the Gemara gives is halavai sheyifro adam bezmanoi. So that svara is the same, whether it's Toich Shloshim or Toich Eser Shonim, but the difference is whether the Chayv was Chal already or not. If the Chayv was already Chal, and you're saying you paid back, the Malva has to prove that you still owe the money. If you want to say that the Chayv was never Chal, which is what you're saying when you pay back a Chayv before it was Chal, so you have to bring a Raya. So Muchzik doesn't always mean who's holding the money. Muchzik means who's holding the halachic position. And the Malv is holding the halachic position that there's a choiv here. And the loiv is holding on the halachic position of the money, the physical money. So if the debate between them is the money, the loiv becomes the one in power. If the debate between them is whether the choiv is here or was here, on that the Malv is a muchzik. He was the last known muchzik on the choiv. So that explains this Mishnah. If the father died, Toich Shloshim, and the son would want to say, you know, maybe my father paid it before it ever happened. So he's basically saying that the Choyv Pinyan HaBen never came to be. For that, the son's position is weakened. The Koyin is the Muchzik in that. Okay, so that we understood. But the Seif of the Mishnah was very difficult. The Seif of the Mishnah said, who lived those, who benoi lived those, who koyed them libnoi? Rabbi Yudaim b'nai kod ma'ish and mitzvah say alav, ivu mitzvah b'nai alav. Okay, so the Mishnah seems to say you come first. And the reason why you come first is because it's your mitzvah. And Rabbi Yudah says your son comes first because your son's mitzvah is on you and your mitzvah was on your father. The problem we had with this was very simple. Is that l'chayra the mitzvah, both mitzvahs, are a chayvus mammon. You owe money. You owe money to the kohen. Whether you owe money to kohen because you're a bechor, you owe money to the kohen because your son's a bechor, both of them are chayvus mammon. And whether they were generated because of you, or they were generated because of your son, should play no role. That's l'chayra. That's what was difficult. Memela Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Rabbi Yehuda's svara we could wrap our head around. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying along the lines, Pinyan HaBen primarily is a mitzvah's av. The Torah gave a mitzvah on a father to redeem his son. If the father doesn't do it, so the son has to catch the bag. So there makes sense. So Rabbi Yehuda's saying a svara. His svara is, you always have to worry about Pinyan HaBen first. Because Pinyan HaBen is your mitzvah. And look, I guess the way to look at it would be, imagine if you were an Arav for a Chayv, and you had your own Chayv. So in Svara, we would say you should pay back your own Chayv first. So that's the way I would tie Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. Rabbi Yehuda's Svara is, Pinyan HaBen is, if you look at the mitzvah in the Torah, Kol Bechor Banecha Tivdeh, the mitzvah of Pinyan HaBen is to redeem your son. If your father didn't redeem you and you're a Bechor, you have to catch him. You have to take over. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying a Svara. Your son's mitzvah comes first, because really your son's mitzvah is you. Your son's mitzvah is your mitzvah. And your mitzvah is really your father's mitzvah that you're doing for your father as an Arev. So better do your Chayv. That makes sense. For some reason, the Gemara goes the opposite direction. The Gemara seems to be saying that the Svar of the Chachamim is much better. The Chachamim, again, are the ones that are saying, Mitzvah Sayalov. This is my mitzvah, Pinyan HaBen. My mitzvah is Koydim. This is because it's my Pinyan HaBen. That Svar of the Chayr is very hard to understand. The bottom line is, what do I have? I have a Choyves moment to the Koyim, to Kohanim. The Choyves moment altogether is 10 Sloim. How do I owe 10 Sloim? Because 5 Sloim, for my son who's a Bechor, 5 Sloim, I'm a Bechor. There's no mitzvah to gufay. There's nothing that's on you. It's Choyves moment. And that's what's very difficult. The Gemara Lamaisin conclusion comes out that everybody agrees to that Svar. Even Rabbi Yehuda, because look at the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Itma, everybody agrees if you try to do the redemption now, it doesn't work because it's not yet the time. If the money is used up, it still works. It's just like it works by a woman. You can't compare it to Kiddushin. Because by Kiddushin, you have the ability to be Mekadosh right now. And over here, by Pinyan, you don't have such a Kach. Okay, that's his Svara. Over here, the halacha is like Shmuel. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Meisa ben b'soich shloishim. It says in the Mishnah. Tanan. Meisa ben b'soich shloishim. Asan l'koin yachzal l'chom yishloim. Time of the Meisa. Meis b'nei podoi. Why is he redeemed? The coin to Shmuel, it shouldn't work. Hachma askin is not l'mois. The money is here. Toshma b'cheska shloi nivda shevi raish nivda. Hosam nami dis no l'mois b'nai if the money is still here. Tani tana kamid Rabbi Yehuda. Hapoide b'nei b'soich shloishim yoyim b'nei podoi. Okay, so that sounds like Rav. Amar Shmuel, what's Amalei? Shmuel Amar Im Bnei Podei. Atam Bnei Podei. What's your phone? Ella Tony Im Bnei Podei. Avo Gav the Kaimel and Rav Yisur Gishmuel Bedini. Hocha Hilchus the Kavasad Gishmuel. Fine. Who lived days and Bnei lived days? See, here's where the Gemara goes into this. Who lived days and Bnei lived days? Who koy them live noi? You come first. Why? Because it's your mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer b'nei koydmai, she mitzvah say al aviv, hu mitzvah b'nei alav. Omar b'yirmiya, hakol moidim, hei chodilei koyel ha-chamish sloim, if there's only 5 sloim in totality, hu koydim libnai, my time in mitzvah didei odif. It's your mitzvah, it's better. Ki pligi, hei chodiiko chamish mishubadim, v'chamish b'nei koydim. You have 5 Mishubadim and 5 Bnei Chayim. So here, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Mil V'Ksuva B'Torah, K'Ksuva B'Shtar Dome. So it's collectible from Mishubadim. So therefore, today, what you owe, Ozel Koyim V'Torah. The Koyim could go and be Torah. Bahani Chomish Bnei Chayim, Parak Lebrei. So here's what's bothering me in the whole sugya. First of all, the question we asked. The Gemara now in conclusion seems to be saying that everybody agrees that there's a svara mitzvah didei adif. What does mitzvah day adif mean? Stam, what does it mean? You have a chayvus moment. The chayvus moment is piggin up ben money. Piggin up ben money is because the Torah said that a father has to redeem his son. Five slum you owe because your son is a bechor. Five slum you owe because you're a bechor. Why in the world is your bechor called more of a mitzvah than your son's mitzvah? It's the same mitzvah. It's a chayvus moment to the kohen. And the dogma that I gave, which I think is a very, very perfect example, will be above a common example. If somebody owes money because his shor was mazik, or he owes money because he was mazik, nobody would say that there's a kedima, that to give the money to the hezek that you caused yourself, then your animal. Because chayvus moment are irrelevant what's generating it. The result is I owe five slime. It's true, five slum I owe because I generated that obligation as being a bechor, and five slum I owe because my son generated the obligation. Show me any other place in halacha, in chayshim mishpat, where it makes a nafkamin in halacha on a chayvus moment, how it was generated. If it was by generated by something you did, or generated by something your behemah did, or generated something by your eved, doesn't make a chilk in halacha. It's a chayvus moment. Yet the Gemara seems to be saying that there's a svar mitzvah d'idei hadif. And that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees.
This part is generated by it. It's satisfying the mitzvah as well.
Well, the way we learned is that the mitzvah is to satisfy the money, not the money is to satisfy the mitzvah. Because that's the whole... Why do we say by Sofek Pidyon HaBen Lekula, Sofek Achilus Matzah is Lechum? Right? What's the difference? So the monetary part of it is what's dictating the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah that's dictating the money. There's a chayvus mamon, and the mitzvah is to redeem that chayvus mamon. And that's why if there's hamoitzi mechaveh levaraya on the chayvus mamon, there's no mitzvah to redeem. Right? That's the whole concept. So I don't know.
When he pays the money, when he still pays the
money. He's mekayem
mitzvah.
Again, I'm not getting it. There's a mitzvah of Prius Bal Chayv mitzvah too. Right? Are you Mekayim any more of a Prius Bal Chayv mitzvah? No, I'm saying, but there's a mitzvah of Prius Bal Chayv mitzvah. So I'm asking you, Rishayla. If I have a Chayvus moment that was generated because of something I did, or I have a Chayvus moment that was generated because something my animal did, or my Nechosim did, would there be more of a Prius Bal Chayv mitzvah? I'm talking about the mitzvah of paying. Would there be more of a Prius Bal Chayv mitzvah? Of course not. So where the money, where the chayvus moment is being generated, shouldn't make an afkamin in the structure of the mitzvah. It shouldn't. I mean, the Gemara seems to be saying everybody agrees. There's no like, it's such a posh at the svara that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. And you have to realize, the Gemara holds that this svara is so strong that Gemara is going against the simple reading of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'noi kaidmai. Shazam mitzvah sayal alav. So Rav Yehuda seems to be saying the opposite svara. Rav Yehuda seems to be saying your son's mitzvah is on you and your mitzvah is on your father. And the Gemara holds that's so krum that that's not even what Rav Yehuda means. The Gemara can't be what Rav Yehuda means. Really, if there's only five slum, Rav Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim that you have to redeem yourself first. Because mitzvah de gufa yadav. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. And the only eitz that the Gemara has here is that there's five slum that are meshubit. Five slum out there that are meshubit. And therefore, you have a chil to get as much money to the kohen as possible. So if you redeem your son, the kohen will get the five slum for your son. And now he'll also get the five slum that is owed for you from the Meshubad. So really it comes out, according to the way the Gemara is learning Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda is just giving practical money, monetary advice here. Right? He's giving management advice. How do you, a debt management. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, this is the debt management idea. My debt management idea for you is like this. Give the five slum for your son. And that way, your slate will be cleaned. Because the five shalom that's owed for you will be taken from your father's geld, from the mechasim b'shibadim. And the five shalom for your son will be paid off. Again, this is something we asked last week. Why do I have more of a chiyuv to satisfy the kohen than to satisfy the mishabodim? Well, in other words, why am I walking away now? Basically, what we're saying is, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, manipulate. Really, your mitzvah is to redeem yourself. That's how the Gemara is coming out. Really, your mitzvah is better to redeem yourself. But now, be a manipulator. Be a manipulator. Give the five shalom for your son, which is not really what you should be doing. Al tziyar adeya, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the chachamim, you should be redeeming yourself. But if you're going to do that, the coin is going to be left to hang to dry. For your opinion, I bet. For your son's opinion, I bet. If you're going to use the five shalom for yourself, there's no mishubodim to go for your son. Right? So the coin is going to basically be hanging out to dry. And you'll have to one day pay him if you run into the money. So he's giving you a chap. Don't do the mitzvah the way it seems. Redeem your son. Which really, in Pidyon HaBen, is not the right approach to take. But by doing that, the coin will go to the Mishubadim. For you, he'll go to the Mishubadim. And the coin is going to walk home happy. He's going to get his 10 slime. So I'm asking you, Mehecha Teisa, I have a mitzvah. If my mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen, is to redeem myself first. Mehecha Teisa, I have a review that's giving me a dictate that I should make sure that the Kohen gets his 10th lion, and what's with the Meshubad guy? Now he's going to left hang to dry. Somebody's going to hang to dry here for the 5th lion. Somebody's going to be hanging. Right? Why do I manipulate, basically the way the Gemara is coming to Maskona, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're manipulating your mitzvah so that the Kohen shouldn't be left to dry. No, they don't. Yehuda, what's the halacha when a meshubit gets, when something gets collected from a meshubit, you know what he has to do? Not what he's entitled to do. He goes back to the guy and says, give me my money. He's not left to dry.
If the guy's not there, then they would have it.
Then he's stuck. Then he has to, but the point is, the guy who's holding on to the meshubadim, he also doesn't owe the money. He's just going to be stuck. He's not stuck with a mitzvah. He has no mitzvah opinion of that. He's not mekayim any mitzvah. He's just a loser. He's one big loser. If, put it this way, if he would have a way to manipulate that the kohen can't come to him, he could do that. Halachically. He has no mitzvah to pay back opinion of that. He's out of the picture. Okay, so that's also shver. That's also true. So number one, I'll tell you, let's just capture the ikkar shverikai. Number one, what does mitzvah say Allah even mean? L'chayr it's a chayv is mom. That's number one. Which is really why Rav Shimon Shkop, which I mentioned last week in the Shara Yosher, wants to be mechadish, that Pidyon HaBen, there's some kind of kedusha. If there's some kind of kedusha, then you can start saying as far as you have to redeem yourself. There's some kind of kedusha on you. Okay? It's inexplicable what that is. What is that kedusha? What is it? There is no kedusha. There is halachically no kedusha. But fine. But if Shimon Shkop is so bothered by what does it mean, mitzvos hayalov, that he uses it as a proof that there is something, because otherwise it makes no sense. So that's his mahal. So that's number one. Number two, why would Rabbi Yehuda tell you to manipulate the coin, to manipulate the meshubit, so the coin should get Islam? If your mitzvah is to redeem yourself, redeem yourself. If there's no 5 slime available for your son, okay, so somebody's going to have to wait, so the coin will wait. What's it your business to do that? Lastly, is how does the Gemara's teretz work in the wording of the Mishnah. L'chora, the way the Gemara is learning in Maskana, there really is no pidyon ha-ben machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama both agree that when you have a question of your pidyon ha-ben versus your son's pidyon ha-ben, your pidyon ha-ben comes first. The Chachamim hold that way, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Everybody holds that way. There's a totally different machloikas, which is milva k'suva b'toyro k'suva b'shtar damya. And therefore, if you hold milva k'suva b'toyro k'suva b'shtar damya, then pidyon ha-ben monies are collectible from mishubadim. And if you hold milva k'suva b'toyro lav k'suva b'shtar damya, then pidyon ha-ben monies are non-collectible from mishubadim. So really, it's a chosh and mishpat machloikis, generic, nothing to do with Maseches Bechoros per se. There's a generic machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether milva k'suva b'toyro is k'suva b'shtar and therefore collectible from mishubadim, or it's any k'suva b'shtar and not collectible from mishubadim. How does that fit into the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'noy k'aydmai shezeh mitzvos ayaloh v'zeh mitzvos b'noy aloh. V'zeh mitzvos ayaloh. That's a b'chayrus for it. That's a Bechara Svar. And L'chara, according to the way the Gemara is learning, there is no Bechara Svar Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Machlaikis is whether Pidyon HaBen money is collectible from Mishubadim. If Pidyon HaBen money is collectible from Mishubadim, then you have to max out the coin's collectability. And how do you do that? By paying off from the Bnei Chayr in something which is not Mishubit, and letting the coin go to Mishubah to get what he could get from Mishubah. Right? So all Rabbi Yehuda basically said in the Mishnah was, let's get the coin as much money as we can. I'll speak in Abin, I'm on the same page with the Chacham. Your mitzvah comes before your son's mitzvah. And that I'm 100% with the Chacham. I just have one little nekuda between me and the Chacham. I hold that in Kor HaShas, Milva K'suva B'Toyra is K'suva B'Shtar. And therefore, I hold that any milva k'suva b'toyro you could collect from mishubadim. And you hold not like that. So it has nothing to do with pidyon ha-ben. Has nothing to do with pidyon ha-ben. And therefore, whether it should be in this mesecht or not is a different issue. Let's say it's here because it's negel halacha here. But it's not. That's not the words of the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah is, Zeh mitzvosai Allah, mitzvahs b'noi Allah, zeh mitzvosai Allahiv. That's a glaring problem. That's a glaring problem. Okay. So I'll tell you what I think we can machadish here to make the whole sugi a little more kal to understand is with a sugi in Erechin. We had this sugi a couple of years ago in Erechin. The beginning of Erechin, I'm sure all of you remember, we discussed how Erechin works. Meaning, there were two ways to look at Erechin. One way to look at Erechin is Erechin and Adorim are the same. I think it was actually the first year I gave in Erechin. Erechin and Adorim are the same. So whether you say Domi Olai or Erechi Olai, it's all the same. It's only a question how much you pay. If you say Domi Olai, so you pay your value. Well, Domi Olai, you pay his value. And that's dictated by the slave market. Okay? And if you say Erechi Olai, it's a flat rate. So one way to look at it is they're both really the same in Lomdus. There's no difference between Erechin and Adorim. And the only difference between them is the amount of money, how you pay. That was one mahalach. Definitely, simplistically, that's the way you would learn. But then there's a much deeper way to learn. And as we progressed in the Masechta, it became very clear that the second approach, which is often the case, not the simple approach, is really the right approach. Because we had, it started all with a Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim had a very fascinating question. His question was, why is it that you cannot do Erechin on Shabbos? The Ran brings down from Rabbeinu Hanano that a neder you can make on Shabbos. That means you could get up on Shabbos and say, I'm going to give $1,000 to tzedakah. We do it all the time. Poiskin tzedakah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to say that. Yeah? But you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. Why not? So the Ran in Masechet Shabbos brings down from Rabbeinu Chananel that Rabbeinu Chananel said that the difference between the two is that when you're being makdish something, it's mekach umemka. Because something is happening now on an object. So if I'm makdish my phone to Hegdish, Hegdish is in possession of my phone. They're in possession of something. So that's mekach umemka. You can't do that on Shabbos. When you say, I'm going to give $10,000 to Tztokeh, Hegdish is not in possession of anything. And therefore, it's not called mekach umemka on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. Comes the Ran, and the Ran says, according to that, why can't you do Erichin on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, Ein Magdishin ve'ein Marichin. Can't do Erichin. Erichin, you're not giving anything to Hegdish. You're saying, I'm going to give an amount. That's the Ran's kash. So the Shulta Giborim comes, and the Shulta Giborim says in Avodah Zorah that Erichin doesn't work that way. Erichin, you're being makdish yourself to Hegdish, and the Erich is a redemption. So in other words, there's a certain Erich in yourself that you're being makdish to Hegdish, and Erichin is similar to Pidyon HaBen. It's like a Pidyon HaBen. You have to redeem it now. There's something on you, and it has to be redeemed. Anyway, as we went on in Erichin, we brought many riots that this is actually the right way to learn. The Mishnah in Erichin Lamashal says, Koyhanim and Levim are chayiv in Erichin. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Of course. The Gemara says, Salkadai techamine, just like the potter from Pidyon HaBen, the potter from Erichin. Ma'an yishmit etzahasina. If a Koyhan makes a nether, he doesn't have to pay it. The Teretz is not a nether, it's Pidyon. And the Shulta Gibran says, that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. Because it's ki'ilu, you're giving yourself over to Hektish. It's ki'ilu, you're giving yourself over to Hektish. That Erech is being given over to Hektish. Anyway, we brought many riyas to this idea. So as we went through the Masechta, we brought many riyas. We had a Rambam that says an Eved can't be Marech himself because his master owns him. What do you mean? An Eved can make a nether. An Eved could say, I'm being Machayev myself $10,000 to Hektish. And he pays when he gets money, when he's freed. He can make a nether. But Erech he can't make because the Rambam says, Sharei gufoi konui la'adoinov. Mamash fits with this idea. That's what Erech is. Now, even when I make an Erech on somebody else, which is more complex, because I don't own them, but the Torah made that every Erech of every human being is something that could be given to Hakdish. And that human being is not chayef to redeem it. You have to redeem it. But you're still giving over that erech. It's almost like everybody has in them, that's what the Torah was machadish, a shibo that could be given to Hegdish that has to be redeemed. And that's erechim. I'm not going to go through this again. We spent over a year learning erechim, but that was the idea. That's the idea. But lemaisa, when we learned it, we said that there's a difference still between if you're marach yourself, or you mirech somebody else. Because if you mirech yourself, you become physically meshubed to be paid. You're physically meshubed to pay back the chayef. The hainu, you have to work. Meaning if you work, you have to give that money to actors. You can, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the bechor has to be redeemed. And if he's not redeemed, listen to this lashon. If he's not redeemed, he says he's like osur begizav avoda, like kotcher. So everybody gets an aruch hashulchan. It's not true. First of all, it's not true. A bechor that wasn't redeemed is mutar b'hanoah. Okay, you're not over isa hanoah from a bechor. So what does he even mean osur begizav avoda? The aruch hashulchan was a big lam. He knew his halacha. What did he mean by that? So I said a simple pshat. When the Torah says you have to redeem something, like Pidyon HaBen, like Erichin, when the Torah didn't just say there's a chovis moment, but the Torah said something has to be redeemed. So again, Rav Shimon's Karp is saying there's Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. But, here's the but. If you have to redeem a choiv that's being generated by your body, so now your body has a shibud on it. So if you work, it's not if you work. You have to work to pay that back. In other words, so when the Aruch HaShulchan says, also begiz of avoda, the way I would touch it is what he means is, the Bechar doesn't have the independence now to generate money that doesn't go to the Kohen. So also begiz of avoda doesn't mean, it's also begiz of avoda that he can't work. Adrabah, I would say the Bechar should work. He should work. But he's also begiz of avoda for himself. He has now a choiv that's being generated by him, through him, to redeem something that's being generated mikoyach his body. So now he has a shibud on his body not to generate monies that will not be channeled for that purpose. Because he's the subject of the shibud. He is the subject of the shibud. That's what Aruch HaShulchan means. He's also begizv avoda. He doesn't say, oh, he's like Kachim, that's also begizv avoda. The Bechor asked him, if you remember, years ago I brought down an Ishir, a Shaila, which actually was Mamish Lamaisa. I had a guy here in the community, not in the Semitic community, down the hill, Muncie, who somebody owed him $500,000. They also happened to have been neighbors, which is a very bad situation, because you sit every day and you cook. You know, you're... And you're looking at your neighbor, and if he leases a new car, he's leasing a new car. And this guy would call me. He had a relationship with me. He would call me because I was involved between the two of them to try to resolve it. He would call me every time. You know, my wife saw his wife by the manicure. And then he owes me $500,000. What right does his wife have to go to the manicure? That's how testy. It was very testy. And the guy said, I have no money. And it was true. He didn't have money. Now, you're not going to stop his wife from going to the manicurist if she's been doing that. It wasn't practical to do that. But Lamaisa, the guy was cooking, and I used to get what felt like daily, maybe weekly calls from him. That, you know, this is happening, and that's happening. At the end, he asked me, a shaila, which I made it into a halacha topic in the afternoon. He asked me, does he have a right to obligate this guy to generate extra income? No, the guy's working, let's say, this fellow, the particular case I'm dealing with, he was semi-retired. He says, do I have a right to say, you can't tell me you don't have money, generate more income. You have no, if you owe me $500,000, you can't tell me, work from 9 to 2 and say I have no money. I'll work from 2 to 6. That was his shayla. It's a good shayla. So I gave a whole shiur on this topic. Does a Baal Choyv, we know a Baal Choyv has a Shibud. He could go to your properties. He was in range. I mean, we leave the person with a house to live in, but he can go and collect from you. Can he force you to work? What happens? You retire, you're retired. So you're on a hammock in your backyard, and you owe the guy $100,000. I'm not saying it's the right thing. Of course it's not the right thing to do. I'm just saying, Lamaisa, can the guy use Bezdin? Just like he could use Bezin to collect from you, from your property, can he use Bezin to collect from you, the Gavle? So the Rosh has a tshuva. And the Rosh writes, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodai heim v'loy avodim la'avodim. The Rosh says that you cannot use Bezin to force somebody to work. That's avdus. You can't do that. You cannot... See, even though the guy owes money, the money is looked upon as something in the abstract. Okay? Now, Eved Ivri, Gufay Kone. How do I tie Eved Ivri, Gufay Kone? I mean, the Ritva talks about it in Kiddushin. You don't really own the but Eved Ivri, my Shibud is on his body. I can make him work. If the Eved Ivri says, you know what? I'm not working today. I can take him to bed. Because his body is generating an obligation to me, and that obligation that's being generated through his body, I can collect from his body. And that's within the framework of halacha. And there's no problem of Kili Bnei Yisrael Avodim Terosh. That's what the Orach HaShulchan means. That Pinyan HaBem, because it's being generated through you, it's not Stam HaChoyv. It's being generated by the Heftz of who you are. So there it's like your Oser Begizim HaVoidah, you have to pay it. The guy can say, go work. The guy can say, you, there's a Shibud on your body. Not there's a Shibud on you for something in the abstract. And that's why by Erech in the Rambam writes that an Eved can't be Meirech himself, because that would basically be Meshabed his body to pay back the Erech. And he doesn't have that ability. He can create a Chayv. The Eved can say, I'm being Mechayev myself to give Hekdesh $10,000. Why? Because Hekdesh can't collect it from his body anyway. So what's Hekdesh going to do? When he runs into money, Hekdesh will say, pay. There's an outstanding debt. But if he wants to be Marech himself, he wants to make himself the subject that's generating the Erech, that would technically give Hekdesh the right to be Meshabed him physically, and that he can't do. And that's why the Mishnah says clear Eved could be Marech himself, could be Marech. The Rambam paskins that an Eved could be Marech. And then the Rambam says that Eved can't be Marech himself. That's the chiluk. If he's Marech himself, he's making a shibud on his body. Because his body is physically is generating the obligation. That is takachai. Now, when a person goes and he's mazik somebody, he breaks a window, his body is not generating the debt. The loss is generating the debt. There's no difference if he broke the window or his ox broke the window. The debt is not being generated by his body. It's a regular chayvus moment. And the person wouldn't be able to enslave him to pay back that chayv. And that's why we would never say mitzvah sayolov. When it comes to pinyan haben, you have to resolve the chayv that's being generated by you, b'mitzias, by your guf. Mitzvah say, zem mitzvah say. Mitzvah de gufe yodif. That's mitzvah de gufe. It's not a question, it's more of a mitzvah. It's literally being generated by your guf. That monetarily has to be resolved first. And the Gemara therefore holds that Rabbi Yehuda can't argue with that. Rabbi Yehuda has to agree with that. Rabbi Yehuda has to agree with that. So, Rabbi Yehuda goes back. I now want to go back to the Lashon HaMishnah. Rabbi Yehuda goes back to the Lashon HaMishnah. Zem mitzvah say Allah, zem mitzvah. It's true. It doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah the gufei still, the chayv that's being generated by your body has to be paid first. But if there's a shibud nechasim here already pre-existing, so now your guf is not meshubit to pay that. Why is your guf not meshubit to pay that? Because there are monies available to pay for that. So memela, it's no longer mitzvah the gufei. The mitzvah the gufei is that my body is meshubit to pay back a chayv that's being generated through my body. But here is nechasim meshubad. For sure they come first. Before my body. So they're collectible. Go collect it. And now, my son's pinyan is mitzvahs b'noi olav. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. Rabbi Yehuda is saying very simple. Als mitzvahs pinyan haben, you really should be redeeming your son. The whole reason why the Chachamim say you should redeem the father, what I'm trying to say is like this. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim, Chachamim agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim that a chayv that's being generated by your body is meshubit to pay it. The highest level shibud is on your body. You have to pay it. Right. They both agree that mitzvah pinyan haben by nature is a mitzvah that's chal on the father to redeem his son. Als mitzvah. Mamash fakert of it from the story you were trying to say. Meaning, als mitzvah, it's more of a mitzvah on you to redeem your son. That's the way the Torah gave us the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on you to redeem your son. But al chayvus mamon, your body is more meshubit to something that's being generated through your body. So memela is very simple. Rav Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim. Chachamim agrees with Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim hold that pinyan haben is not collectible from meshubat. And therefore, mitzvah de gufei adif. You have to resolve your body-generated obligation. Rav Yehuda holds your body-generated obligation, there's money in the Mishabadim to accomplish. So now we open up Pinyan Aben. Pinyan Aben is mitzvah sayadif, mitzvah b'nayadif. So he's not telling you to manipulate. He's telling you really to follow. Our whole question was, Rav Yehuda, what are you getting involved here in this debt management? If Alts Mitzvah's Pinyan Aben, you have to redeem yourself first. So do that. Terrence says, no. Alts Mitzvah's Pinyan Aben. And that's why that's where Behuda's Lashon in the Mishnah is. Mitzvah's Binoy Alav. The mitzvah of your son is on you. That's your mitzvah. That doesn't help you because you have a Shibud on your body, which has to be resolved. Right? But if there's already Nechasa Meshubadim, so the Shiva that's on your body is resolved. There is no Shiva on your body at that point to pay back the Chayiv. So now we just look at it else, Mrs. Pinyan Aben. Mrs. Pinyan Aben, Mrs. Benoyalov. Adarabe. The Mrs. Kobachoban Echotifta. And that's, so again, both Lashonis work. Both Lashonis work, according to this. Now, okay, we'll stop here. We answered that with the Rikarkas. We answered that. That before it's Chal. Yeah, David doesn't.
No, this is Mamans. What's the
he got that call button? Yeah?
This is Mamans. So what's the Chiddush saying? It's rubbish.
The Rikarkas answered that. Because once the Chayv is Chal, till the Chayv is Chal, it's a Shiloh of Isser. Remember?